a mean one, Mr. Grinch. You really are a heel.
How do you get into character for a role like the Grinch? Do you need the costume?
Actually, I don't need the costume because I'm such a Grinch myself, but that's more for the audience.
Can you give us a sample of your take on the Grinch?
Maybe my hearing is going, or my head is broke. Well, there you go.
Wow.
I don't want to scream too loud.
Do you remember the first time you ever saw or read The Grinch? Did you ever think that you would become him?
No, I actually didn't. But my father used to read the book to me when I was a kid in Icelandic, because that's where I'm originally from. I'm from Iceland.
So that was a translation that you read?
Yeah.
Can you describe how Whoville is brought to life for this show? There are spectacular costumes and sets.
Yeah, this show is sort of like a pop-up book. It's beautiful. It's very simple and beautiful. And we wanted to keep it that way, because the story is simple. We all know the story. By keeping the set pieces and everything simple and beautiful as it is in the Duchess's book, we knew we would have a successful show.
And you mentioned the story, and that is such an important part, the message of redemption. It's in the story, A Christmas Carol. Why is the Grinch such a classic with us?
Well, I think because he's relevant at all times. He's a good reminder of what Christmas is all about. Because the whole commercialization of Christmas and all the craziness. I mean, don't we hate it all? Don't we all hate it?
I think we all have a little bit of a Grinch within us somewhere.
I think we do. And at the end of the day, you know, when we have, you know, gone through the mountain of toys and stuff that we have bought for the children and ourselves, you know, on Christmas morning or Christmas Eve, you know, it's that moment of like, you know, we're like animals from the Muppets, you know. We catch our breath and we all of a sudden realize, wow, this is what Christmas is about. It's this moment, this quiet moment where we are just together. And I think that's very important. That's why I think this story is classic and it's relevant.
And I think Max the dog is one of people's favorite characters. He's the narrator for the musical. How does that work?
You know, we needed some sort of, a frame to frame in the story. And Timothy Mason, who wrote the book and the lyrics, he decided to have old Max and young Max. So old Max tells the story. He's kind of, okay, you know, leaving Whoville to go to die because he's an old dog now. But before he leaves, he wants to look back one more time and remember Whoville as it was. And that's when young Max jumps out of the Grinch's cave, and we are back in time, and we get to see one more Christmas with the Whoville and Grinch.
Boy, you take us right there onto the stage with you, just with the voice. You can find out how to get more information about Dr. Seuss's How the Grinch Stole Christmas, the musical at the Aronoff, on our website at wnku.org under local news. Stefan Carl Stefansson, thank you for spending some time with us.
Thank you so much, and can't wait to come to Cincinnati.